Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
From the man finally coming around and changing the game again, to a beast making a career out of being called upon late, these championship shifts were by no means always part of the plan. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 times WWE decided to switch WWE champions right before entrances. Number 10, Riddle was set to be United States bro for a bit longer, WrestleMania 37. After putting together a collection of some of the most grueling encounters seen on WWE television in some time, a decent amount of onlookers were all silently hoping that Sheamus would be given something compelling to do coming into the first fan-attended WWE pay-per-view in forever. Thankfully, a thrown-together rivalry with the United States champion Riddle ensured the violent Irishman's talents would not be wasted on the night of Mania 37. But the unexpected sight of Sheamus taking away the original bro's mid-card crown was enough to catch just about everyone off guard. As it goes, the former NXT man was very much set to continue on reigning as the US bro coming out of the show of shows. However, a surprisingly late call saw Riddle lose his title as a way of undoing a development that was never actually supposed to go down in the first place, with the eventual RK-Bro man's winning of the strap at Elimination Chamber coming as another last-minute switch-up due to Keith Lee not being available to win the belt in the first place. Number 9, Mustafa Ali has his guaranteed title shot torn away. Money in the Bank 2019. Now, this may not technically count as a last-minute title switch, admittedly, but with it coming literally as the entrance themes were playing coming into a match that all but guarantees you walking out of an arena with a world title strap around your waist, should you successfully climb the ladder, I'm gonna make an exception. Lining up alongside a truly stacked field in the men's 2019 Money in the Bank ladder match, Mustafa Ali was very much under the impression that he would be walking out of the arena as your new briefcase holder on the day of the event. In fact, that was still reportedly the plan as the match looked set to kick off. However, things would take an unforeseen turn once Ali was gearing himself up to make his entrance. As Baron Corbin's tunes blasted through the arena's speakers, the high-flying babyface was informed of the new plan involving Ali grabbing hold of the briefcase and waiting for a monumental surprise. Cue a beast incarnate bursting into the match late on and knocking Ali off the steps as he gave birth to the Brock party we didn't know we needed. Number 8, The Miz wasn't 100% sure what was going on until he heard 1-2-3, Elimination Chamber 2021. It's safe to say that between fending off zombies and dancing with the stars, The Miz has had what can best be described as a memorable 2021 across the board. But his undoubted crowning achievement of the balmy year came in the form of his second ever WWE Championship win at Elimination Chamber, cashing in his Money in the Bank briefcase to steal away Drew McIntyre's dream of walking into Mania holding the strap. Yeah, with Miz already trying and failing to cash in the case before having his title shot reinstated soon after, it did feel as though a second successful Money in the Bank moment for the Awesome One was highly unlikely for a time. And as Miz would confess himself down the road, nobody was actually in a rush to inform the star that he'd be winning the strap on the night of the pay-per-view. Telling Renee Paquette on her Oral Sessions pod, "I had no idea. I walk in there and nobody's talking to me." Miz would go on to admit that he didn't believe it was 100% going to happen for him until the 1-2-3 was made official in the middle of the ring, shocking the world as he picked the bones of the untouchable McIntyre. Number 7, Bianca Belair didn't know she was dropping the strap until until she was in the ring. SummerSlam 2021. Though fans were secretly hoping for the return of the likes of Brock Lesnar and Becky Lynch at SummerSlam 2021, that still didn't prepare them for the sight of the latter in particular emphatically shaking up the landscape upon her re-emergence. According to the Star, she would dramatically overcome to win the SmackDown Women's Championship in a frankly disappointingly rapid 26 seconds on the night, though. This turn of events was only made official and known to Belair as she was stood in the middle of the squared circle. When recalling just how late in the day the call was made during her recent WWE UK tour appearances, Belair would confess, "Pretty much when I was in the ring, until the time that I went out to the ring. Very late call, very late moment, everything. All the emotions that you saw in my face during the match at SummerSlam were real emotions. Shock." Number 6. Asuka didn't realize she'd won the Raw Women's Championship. Raw 2020. Hot on the heels of battling it out with an array of Raw and SmackDown's finest become Miss Money in the Bank, the Empress of Tomorrow found herself thrown into a segment on the following edition of Monday Night Raw opposite the current Raw Women's Champion, Becky Lynch. In a move that hadn't been made known to Asuka until extremely late in the day, it turned out that the former NXT Women's Champion had actually unhooked a briefcase that held the Red Brand's title within it, making her the new champ in the aftermath. On top of being left in the dark about her unexpected title win, Asuka also wasn't aware of the pregnancy announcement heading her way too, with her heartwarming reactions throughout the taping being about as legitimate and genuine as they come, as she celebrated the man becoming the mom. You love to see it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Number 5. Goldberg decided late that he didn't want to damage the man. Super Showdown 2020. As WrestleMania 36 edged closer, all signs appeared to be pointing to a showdown between two of WWE's most prominent figures, with Roman Reigns looking fully set on colliding with Bray Wyatt's Fiend on the grandest stage for the latter's title. There was just the small matter of a Super Showdown Saudi show to plow through first, though. And that's when Sugar Honey Ice-T hit the proverbial fan, as Big Bill angled for more creative control in an attempt to keep his character from being damaged by a fiendish defeat. It was also reported by WrestleZone's Bill Pritchard that Goldberg felt it was vital that his character overcome the villainous monster, maintaining his aura as something of a superhero with younger fans. And by younger, he means those in their early 50s. With Wyatt reportedly accepting these demands too, a late call was made official and a new Universal Champion was swiftly crowned in the lead-up to one of the oddest and most surreal manias ever to see the light of day. Number 4. CM Punk signs during the pay-per-view and wins the big one, Money in the Bank 2011. Few moments have ever elicited as guttural a roar from a live crowd than the sight of CM Punk pulling off the unthinkable and winning the WWE Championship seemingly on his way out of Vince McMahon's doors back in 2011. And while that would ultimately turn out to be far from the truth, the Chicago crowd, who helped immortalize that Money in the Bank main event, weren't to know that Punk was actually back under WWE contract during his historic victory. That was likely due to the the genuine last-minute nature of his re-signing. With the show well underway and Punk still without a long-term deal in place, he'd signed a two-day extension to make it to the pay-per-view. The finish of that eventual classic still hadn't been decided on. Punk would recall McMahon telling him he had him over a barrel when trying to hash out a deal not long before he was set to go to war with John Cena. But after finally being given what he felt he deserved in the form of, as he put it, respect and being placed on the card where I deserve to be, the chick magnet stayed put and blew the roof off of the Allstate Arena. Number 3, Kevin Owens regains the US belt after a mid-show changeup, Battleground 2017. 2017 was a funny old time for WWE's largely undervalued and often underutilized mid-card strap. With AJ Styles and Kevin Owens locked in a back-and-forth program over the United States Championship, the Phenomenal One would surprisingly prize the title away from the prize fighter during a Madison Square Garden house show. With that unexpected development still fresh in fans' minds, though, a little sprinkle of controversy was further dusted into the mix, as KO suddenly won back the title at Battleground. As Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer newsletter would report, Styles was originally set to win the match as the show went on air, with it not being clear if the finish was altered just before or even during the contest itself. The fact that Owens would then drop the title to Styles in a three-way with a returning Chris Jericho a few days later only made the last-minute decision to strap KO seem even more perplexing in hindsight. Number 2, Brock Lesnar changes up the landscape. Day 1. In the latest instance of the current global bastard thoroughly causing havoc when it comes to the WWE action we see unfold on a weekly basis, the first firework of 2022 saw Vince McMahon completely tear up his previous plans on the back of a tribal chief being struck down by the dreaded Rona. Instead of simply scrapping an appearance from one of the only bona fide attractions left at the boss's disposal, though, Vinnie Mac decided to give an already stacked Fatal 4-Way WWE Championship main event a beastly boost. But that wasn't all. Despite Seth freaking Rollins reportedly being set to walk out of Day 1 as your new WWE title holder, that direction was quickly binned off in favor of having Brock Lesnar walk out of the show as your entirely unexpected new King of Monday Nights. Dave Meltzer would also report that the original plan was for Brock to walk out of Day 1 as the new Universal Champion, but the former UFC champion doesn't seem too fussed either way, grinning his way through the likes of Raw and SmackDown with his old buddy Paul and a piece of gold like he hasn't missed a beat. Number 1, The Architect gets told to perform the heist midway through the show, WrestleMania 31. Still sitting is arguably the moment the excitement of an unexpected cash-in truly peaked. WrestleMania 31's main event went from pretty damn great to instant classic, from the very second Seth Rollins' theme tune suddenly blasted around Levi's Stadium. It would later come to light that The Architect was actually as surprised as anyone to be pulling double duty on the night, with the star only being informed of his career-making moment once he'd been bettered by former Authority pal Randy Orton. During a conversation about his jaw-dropping show-closing sequence with news.com.au, Rollins would explain the process of being given the green light to immortalize himself on the grandest stage. "I didn't know for sure until the middle of the show it was happening. I had a match with Randy Orton early in the day, and then I was sequestered backstage and informed that would be the plan at the end of the night. It honestly was a very last-minute thing." With the show being ever so close to running over, Rollins made sure to keep that information to himself just in case plans were forced to change. Luckily, they weren't, and a heist of the century brilliantly came to pass.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.